Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Let's get into this Star Base program. I don't know if you knew this, but Montana does have a Star Base. And what is this Star Base? Kara Bates Tangadal joins us here. She's director of this program and site director for Star Base in Great Falls. Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Are you really good? Are you super good? You got camps going on, right?
Yes, we are super excited because we have a new batch of kiddos this week that are starting camps both at Great Falls and at Fort Harrison. And so we're just really excited to get started this week.
What is Star Base, right? Tell me more about it. It's been around for probably 15 years or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, so actually we've had a Star Base in Montana since 2007.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one down by Helena at Fort Harrison. And we've had a Star Base here at Great Falls since 2011. But Star Base has been around since the early 90s in the United States. It's federally funded through the Department of War, and we have them through most of the 50 states.
What's the value of this? What's the value of Star Base?
So Star Base is a really excellent program, and it's really highly regarded, which is kind of crazy when you're talking about educational activities for kids, that we get like mostly positive reviews. Like I'm talking 99% positive reviews. And we teach kids STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. And we have a lot of fun activities for them to do. We serve over 2,000 students each year in Montana. So we've served over 30,000 students since we started. And I think the really cool thing about Star Base is kids remember their time at Star Base, and it impacts their life, and it helps them make choices for their future.
Yeah, that's.
And when we're talking to, you know, the big wigs and lawmakers, what we tell them about our program is that we're here to create a skilled American workforce. And so that's what we're here to do, and we're here to inspire kids and make them think that, yes, maybe I can do something that maybe before I didn't think I was good at. So we help them feel successful in STEAM concepts.
Yeah, and I'm really, it's cool that we'll be able to chat with a few of the former campers and now mentors, Noah Pepke, Sarah Birchall, and Emily Palmer. They go by their call signs, too, Cheeto Fingers, Tinker, and Rain, respectively. Do you have a call sign, Kara?
I do. I chose Rover because I like the rovers that go into space. I like that they travel and explore and learn new things. And sometimes I get teased that it sounds like a dog, but I love dogs. So.
Well, it's kind of appropriate, too, because it sounds like you're in a lot of places at one time, so to speak. Let's get in.
Yes, I have to travel quite a bit.
Let's get into the, whose curriculum is this? What are we teaching? And then I want to talk about the value of it. And then we'll speak with Noah, Sarah, and Emily here about their experiences, too. How do you decide what is appropriate now? It seems like technology, and it's not, we think it's all technology, but, you know, it does include science and math in that kind of speaking, so to speak. It seems like it's changing just every time you turn around.
Yeah, and Star Base wants to stay on the cutting edge of STEAM education. And so we separate our curriculum into main categories, like you said, which is science, technology, engineering, and design, and then mathematics. And so we build bridges, we work with robots, and we code robots. We do computer-aided design and then 3D print those designs. We do chemistry and physics experiments and demos. We do all sorts of things. So all the Star Bases in the nation follow the same curriculum. So we get to pick and choose out of this curriculum what we want to give to kids, and it's tried and true. We know that it's engaging. We know that it's effective. And then we also have a group among those Star Bases, and it's a group of instructors who get together, and they create new and cutting-edge curriculum. So, like, for instance, we introduced drones in the last few years here, and so we're able to code drones and fly drones.
You guys can code. I mean, how much, talk about some of the age ranges here and how much preparation that you can provide in this 2-week experience and how much you hope they come with.
Yeah, so during the school year, every fifth grade class in the Great Falls and the Helena School Districts will visit our Starbase classroom with our instructors for 5 days each. So if you're thinking that like a school district in Great Falls and Helena has 30 plus fifth grade classes, that's the entire school year where we have fifth graders coming up, we're teaching them for 5 days, and then they go back to the classroom and we get a new fifth grade class. So that's what we do during the school year. And then we also have an after school program for middle school students in grades 6 through 8. So we have those middle school programs in Great Falls and Helena and Fairfield. And then we do outreaches, so we'll travel to different schools and do STEAM nights, or we'll visit a classroom and we'll do STEAM activities there, or we do summer camps, which is what we're doing right now. And so in our summer camps, we'll serve kids in grades 3 through 8 primarily, but we also serve high school students, and then in some places we'll serve even younger kids.
What do you think is the most valuable thing that they come away with, Cara?
Well, I think these kiddos will have, like, their own opinions, but I think the most valuable thing they come away with is just being able to work with some of this technology that maybe they've never worked with before. We're also located on military installations, so I think for the kids who are not affiliated with the military, it's really cool when they get to come up to Starbase Great Falls and tour a C-130 airplane that they see flying around the city. I think for them that's a novel experience. And then we also have, like, our curriculum is, like I said, is really engaging, and it helps foster this sense of confidence in what they're doing in STEAM topics. And I think kids come away feeling really energized and like maybe they have a future that in something that maybe they'd never considered before.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see that, don't you? That's probably one of the fun things about your job is that you see, do they come back like every year almost?
The fifth graders don't come back every year, but these mentors come back every year. And so some of them have been here since they were very, very small. I think if they had the chance, if we had more opportunities out there, I mean, we have wait lists for everything. We try to do as much programming as we possibly can, and we travel around the state. I think once we serve one community, they definitely want us back. We have 100% success rate for that. It's just making these new connections that we can throughout the communities and trying to reach as many kids as possible within this really short time frame.
Cara Bates Tangadol is with us here. We'll speak with three of those mentors and former campers of Starbase. Cara is the director of Starbase, and there's a site in Fort Harrison, and she's based out of Great Falls. That's been going since 2011. Oh, that's a lot of kids, though, as you say. Is there room for more? How do you do some outreach? What does that look like for people who are listening in Miles City or who are listening right now in Hamilton? What's the outreach? How do you get around to those communities?
Absolutely. We are always trying to make new partnerships and new connections. So whether you're a school or an organization that works with youth, you can just get in touch with us at starbase@mt.gov or call us at 791-0806. And we can talk about like where we might fit into your schedule and what we can offer you. We're willing to travel, especially in the summer months. So we can do classroom visits, we can do STEAM nights, we can do a summer camp that partners with you. Mostly we just need a place to work, so like a gymnasium or a multi-purpose room or a cafeteria and like a space outside maybe to do some of these activities. We can offer renewal units for teachers, so if schools are interested, we can give them those OPI renewal units. And we bring all the equipment, and we're free. We are 100% free in every program that we do. So we're just looking for these new partnerships where we can go and bring our expertise and maybe help boost up an existing summer camp or a youth group or do something on our own just that's school-based.
How long have you been doing this? Are you seeing communities embrace it a little more and pick up on these?
Yeah, I think our visibility has definitely increased over the last 5 years, for sure. We've reached new communities that we haven't before. This year, we are going to, there's some places we've been to before and some of the new places that we've been to. So we're going to go to Poplar this year. We're going to go to Deer Lodge. Some new places that we've talked to this year are places like Vaughn, Geyser, as we traveled there and did some STEAM activities with that class. Canyon Creek and Lincoln. We have Belt, who's coming back to Starbase Great Falls this next year, but also some places that are further away, like I said, are Poplar, Hardin, Harlem. Those are all places that are on our schedule this year.
That is so cool, right? You know, let's talk a little bit about STEAM, because we've heard of STEM. What is STEAM now?
So STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. And my past supervisor, who's the adjutant general for Montana, had asked me, why the art? Why do we need to add the art in STEAM? And I said, well, because we can build the bridge, but wouldn't we want the bridge to actually look kind of nice if we have to look at it every day? So that's the art and design portion of STEAM.
Gotcha. And I know you kind of said that, but that's sort of a new one on me. Has that been universally accepted? How, and I like to see it. I mean, STEM, we have understood, has been kind of like a higher level, you know, technology and mathematic education. How does art play into that? I mean, I know you said that you can paint the bridge or whatever it is. And maybe you're just getting into it a little bit. How do we think in the 21st century when it comes to art and design?
I think in relation to STEAM, the art and design is really important, especially when you're considering like trying to get out of the box thinkers for creating new technologies, or for that engineering design portion where you have to come up with new designs to solve a problem. But also, we do computer-aided design. That's part of our curriculum. So that's, you're building things in your computer that are 3D that you can print on a 3D printer, or you can design to map out for something that needs to be built on a larger level. And so that's something that's part of our curriculum. And so for Starbase, that's why they incorporated the art and design, is because that's like 3 hours of our 25 hours of curriculum that we give out during the school year.
Yeah, no, I like the idea. I mean, I think its time has come too. What do you see with the addition of art now in this curriculum?
Again, we're just trying to reach kids to like build that confidence. So I think some kids who have a natural artistic ability but maybe didn't consider themselves good at STEM will see themselves more in those activities when they can bring that expertise. Like, for instance, I keep going back to bridge building, but if you have an artistic eye for those things, then sometimes you understand, like, okay, these are patterns maybe I see in nature, or maybe this is something that I've noticed in a design that I've observed in the natural world. Artists have really keen eyes, and that's something that you can bring into STEM, and it can strengthen existing designs that are out there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll come on back. Breakup coming now, and then Cara Bates Tangadol will join us, still be with us here, director of Starbase Montana. We'll talk more about the camps upcoming, but talk with some former campers and now mentors of the program. Noah Pepke, also Sarah Birchall, and Emily Palmer, or Cheeto Fingers, Tinker, and Rain, as they like to say. We'll be back with more. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. From robotics and aerospace to leadership and teamwork, we're discussing how Montana can prepare today's students for tomorrow's workforce. Starbase is one of those programs. It's put on by Department of Defense and Department of Military Affairs, I should say. And it is run out of Great Falls and also Helena, Montana. And welcome back here from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. How important is this? I mean, you look at STEM occupations, they're projected to grow faster than any other job category. More than 90% of jobs now require some level of digital skill. And then why kids, right? Because students often develop their career interests before entering high school, and exposing them to the sciences and math and art and design. I think that's the key, Cara. Cara is with us here. Cara Bates Tangadol. She's director of the Starbase program. One of those camps again, they kind of run throughout the summer, right?
They do. They run throughout the summer. I think we have something going on almost every week this summer, either at Great Falls, Fort Harrison, or traveling around the state.
And the website I pulled up was a lot harder than the one that you said. It was just starbase.mt.gov, right? Is that correct?
I think it's at dma.mt.gov. dma.mt.gov/starbase.
Yeah, it is dma.mt.gov/starbase, but just do a search and you'll come up with it for more information there. Let's welcome some folks here who are there to help out, right? They are mentors of the program and former campers. Is that right, Kara? Tell us about Noah and Sarah and Emily, and then we get a chance to chat with them.
Okay. Well, they are our high school mentors, so they like to be referred to as the senior mentors. So they're kind of a big deal around Starbase. Some of them have been coming here for years and years and years, maybe since a baby. I'm not sure. Maybe Noah was born here. We're not sure. But they've been here for quite a while, and they do a great job with our younger students, and then they also help train up our mentors that are coming up the ranks, the younger mentors, and we just love having them every year.
Yeah, it's got to be fun and enlightening, and I'm sure at times it throws a wrench into everything going on, too, because they are senior mentors nowadays. Let's say hello. Noah Pepke, Cheeto Fingers, based out of Great Falls. All three are based out of Great Falls. Hey, Noah, how's it going?
Oh, welcome. I'm doing all right. I'm Noah Pepke. My call sign is Cheeto Fingers. I got the name because during eighth grade a while back, I wore a pair of orange gloves to school is what happened. And, a couple kids started making fun of me and calling me Cheeto Fingers for it. You know what? I figured, you know what? The name stuck, so I might as well just go with that. And that kind of stuck over the years. And kids love goofy, funny names. So yeah. Cheeto Fingers is what they remember me by because, it's a funny name, quite honestly.
Well, and it's pretty visual, too, right? I think everybody has had Cheeto Fingers a time or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that a lot of people can relate to as well. And I think that's probably why the name sticks so well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Noah Pepke again. And then Sarah Birchall, your call sign is Tinker. Why don't you tell us about that? Hello.
Hi. Tinker is, it's based off a few different things. First and foremost, it's a character in a book. I'm a big reader. I also like to make things, especially with wire. I like to just take a bunch of random things, stick them together, and see what I could do. So I like to tinker with things. And ever since my little sister started calling me it, it's kind of stuck as a nickname.
What's a call name for?
A call sign is basically, it's a nickname among different circles. Kind of like an inside joke as a nickname. But you're called in different military installations.
Emily.
In pop culture, you would think Maverick or Goose from Top Gun.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I know. And then now you have to give everybody a call sign, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we give all the students who come to Starbase call signs, or they get to choose their own call sign.
That's pretty fun. Emily Palmer is with us as well, a former camper and now a senior mentor. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. My call sign is Rain. I've been here for like 7 years, and it's always been Rain, and it just kind of works. And I like the weather, so.
Yeah, nice. Now, and you don't get a chance to change it either, do you?
Oh. I could.
You could?
Yeah, every year we get a chance to change the call sign depending on whether or not it sticks. The kids that come here, at least the students, they like to change it up every year and try and confuse us. But, yeah, we do get a chance to change it, but we choose to keep it because it sticks. It's what they know us by.
Kara, I'm going to have you talk about identity and how important that is. I mean, this is fun, right? And it's kind of an exercise, and it's what pilots do. But, you know, talk about how it affirms an identity for a child and how important that is in mapping out their future.
I think when we're talking about positive youth development, we're talking about spaces where youth can feel comfortable being themselves and feel like they are able to contribute in some way in a safe space. And so I think Starbase is that place for these three especially, but we try to make it that space for anybody who comes through our doors.
Noah Pepke or Cheeto Fingers, tell us about why you have become such a staple there, especially at camp.
Well, I've actually been going here the longest of everybody. I've been here for 9 to, I think it's 10 years-ish. I've been going here ever since the first, I think it was fifth or fourth grade trip that they've run us over. And, well, it was really amazing the first time I went over. The teachers, I got to know the teachers really well. I got to know some of the students really well. And when I changed into a mentor, I didn't really quite know what I was doing, so I was trying to be helpful and help out as much as I can. I was always telling them to put me to work, and they really appreciated my help, and so I kept getting invited year after year, and, well, after so many years, here I am again coming back, and I love working with the kids. It's awesome. I like to be really friendly to them, and they know me as the goofy tall kid, so...
I love it, and I love that you get down to their level, right? And just be a kid yourself, Sarah. Talk about your experience. Talk about moving from being a camper, so to speak, to being a mentor. There is a responsibility in that, isn't there?
Yeah. So the first time I went to Starbase, the first I would say 2 years, I started later than normal. I was just a normal camper, and then when you move up to Montana, I learned that I'm not old enough to go anymore. But then my mom tells me that I can mentor and volunteer. So I'm like, oh, well, that sounds fun because I like helping out. So I volunteer, and it's like a change in pace in a good way. So I just get the chance to help out, be behind the scenes. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Emily, your experience as well. I mean, do you ever get a question from a youngster, whether it's science related or perhaps it's personal, you had to think about it, where you paused for a moment and you thought, wow, this youngster is asking my advice about something. This could be a lifelong lesson. Were you prepared for that?
No, not really. Because I think the first time it happened, it was like the first day when I started being a mentor, and I was really new to everything. And they asked me a question, and I'm like, oh, how do I answer that? I was like panicking about how to answer that. And so I think I figured it out, but I definitely was not at all prepared.
Splash of reality.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it? Is getting into reality here and getting the kids to understand that they have got to, or if they embrace this, they have more opportunities open to them. I only have 30 seconds left, so I'll keep it here. We got a hard break upcoming. Let you guys know again, we are talking about education here, but the importance, the value of the right kind of education going forward. Starbase, it's based out of Great Falls and Fort Harrison as well, established at the 120th Airlift Wing. And it's about science, technology, engineering, art, design. Now that's where STEM has turned into STEAM and mathematics. And we'll talk more with Cheeto Fingers, Tinker, Rain, and Rover when we come on back from Montana for Montana.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Darn good way to spend some of your summer. That's at a Starbase camp. Starbase in Montana is based out of Great Falls as well as Fort Harrison in Helena, too. And there, it works throughout the year as well. As we heard Cara Bates Tangadol, director of Starbase Montana. That's a Department of Defense youth program, education. It teaches the sciences, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. It's also STEAM. Now, as art and design are a part of this forward-looking program as well. They've got camps going on. We've got some campers, well, former campers, and now they're mentors. Been speaking with them, Noah Pepke, Sarah Birchall, and Emily Palmer here. And welcome back to Voices of Montana. Appreciate you guys joining us here. Hey, Cara, I just want to kind of get an overview again, just to remind people, you do this throughout the year where... you will bus kids into the Starbase classroom for 5 days, and then you have these dedicated camps. Are they overnight camps? If somebody's from like Missoula or Billings or even Scobey, Montana, can they be housed at these camps if they want to?
These are not overnight camps. They're just day camps.
Yeah.
So even when we travel around, like, for instance, when we go to Poplar this year, the kids will come to that location where we're having camp, and then they'll go home after. So here in Great Falls, the kids come for the day, and then they go home. We run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day.
Gotcha. But you, as you noted, too, you are also got an outreach program, and you talked to, you're hitting some small schools as well. I mean, so don't think your school is too small for a Starbase visit, right?
Right. Like I said, we went to Geyser, and then we go to Hot Springs every summer right now. And then, yeah, so we travel all over the place. We're trying to hit these rural communities especially. So we put them at the top of our list.
Senior mentors joining us here as well, Emily Palmer, also Sarah Birchall and Noah Pepke. Thank you guys for coming alongside. Noah, I appreciate, you know, you've been there like 9 years, I think you said. Keep coming back to mentor as well as attend the camp as well. What's like one of the coolest things for you that you get to see as a senior mentor?
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me here. One of the things that I think is awesome about being a senior mentor like this is the it's watching the kids learn and grow as they progress through all the years of coming to Starbase. A couple years ago, we didn't have a mentor program for the older kids, and I decided I wanted to ask and see if I was allowed to do that, and they said sure. So we started the senior mentor program for the older kids, and that really allowed me to come and watch and watch the rest of the kids come year after year and learn through their middle school years as well, and transition into seniors for mentoring, because I think the older kids for eighth graders get to come and mentor the younger kids, which is a week after. But I really love watching them learn and grow and really connect with each other too. I see a lot of kids come and step outside their comfort zones and really connect and become friends with a lot of the different kids. Yeah. It's great to see them build relationships and bonds with each other.
What do you think kids are challenged with nowadays? What's kind of the toughest thing on their plate from your perspective, Noah?
Well, I think right now some of the more tougher things are communication. Most of us have phones now, and we can just send a quick text or an email or a snap if you have social media, and that's really the way we connect with our friends now, and that social communication skill kind of deteriorates over the years. So it's great to see kids learn that communication skill to be able to communicate with us as mentors and the teachers and with their peers when doing group projects and helping each other out with challenges and things like that.
Do you see kids doom scrolling nowadays like adults do? I mean, how do you mentor with so many challenges and so many distractions for kids nowadays?
Well, we have a nice little way of doing things. We have a word that means it's called HUA. And I forgot what HUA stood for.
I hear you. I understand you. And I'm answering.
Yeah. And okay. it
acknowledging.
And the kids say it so that we know that they are paying attention, that they're listening and really being able to take in what we're saying and apply it. And we don't like to have the kids have their phones, so we have them put them in their assigned lockers so that we don't have many distractions, but enough distractions to make it fun.
Yeah.
While being able to pay attention.
I like that. I mean, not just, you know, putting the phones away, but reminding folks to be present so you can take advantage. Sarah, or Tinker, I'll just call it Tinker. Tinker, you're up next, and actually Sarah Birchall. Tinker, what's some of your favorite things about camp? The campers, the activities?
I think it splits between the kids and the activities that you watch them try to muscle through. I know, for one thing, the activities they go through, one of them is called a breakout box, which is basically you've got a bunch of locks that you're trying to break in to. Mm.
And these kids are learning hexadecimal conversions to get through these. It's crazy.
Smart kids.
They're very smart kids.
What is that again? They're learning
hexadecimal conversions. It's binary code.
That's a computer programming language that's used with older video games.
Thank you. I was kind of having a breakdown there for a moment. Good. So the activities then, and kind of playing off what Noah had said, do you see the kids grow? And what's your response to that, Sarah?
Seeing kids able to grow through learning the different activities, like they're taking, hey, wait, I know how to do this. And then they're helping their buddies and people in their group out with their knowledge of, oh, I know how this works. It's really neat to watch them get along.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And then Emily Palmer, what stands out for you as a senior mentor for Starbase?
Well, the Starbase kids, we're stationed on a military base, and so they'll go visit different areas. So they'll tour SC-130, and they'll go to, the fire station on the base. And I think it's really cool that the kids get to see those parts of, the military and just, the world in general.
Yeah, and so that mattered to you, too, right? Are you thinking about a career in the military, or...?
Probably not, because personally, I prefer, science, but I think it's cool that we have the option to see what the military does.
Yeah. What do you think, what are some of the takeaways from some of the kids that you mentor at Starbase, Sarah? I mean, Emily. Rain.
I just see a lot of them realize how interesting, we go to the fire station, and they start out thinking it's going to be dangerous because it's a fire station, and that job is actually not very dangerous, and they learn that when they travel, they tour it, and they get to learn about, the fire trucks and the training that the firemen go through.
Yeah, I like that, too. I'm going back up to the top to Cheeto Fingers. Do they just call you Cheeto for short, Noah?
He's not short at all. No.
They have the option, too, but...
How has this changed your life, if it has changed? I mean, I'm not saying it's all dramatic, but is there a story? Was there a mentor that you recall? Was there a lesson? Maybe it was you teaching a child. I mean, how is Noah Pepke different now that you've been a senior mentor of the Starbase program?
Well, for all my years that I've been coming here, I've had a lot of really fun and interesting experiences. One of the ones that stood out to me was 2 years ago, we were in one of the employee rooms, and we had accidentally gotten our hands onto some materials that we shouldn't probably be messing around with.
Accidentally.
And we were playing around with them, and... one of the teachers had caught us, and he was yelling at us about not messing around with these materials, and so he made us clean everything up, and we really had to be on our best behavior the rest of the time.
And, I get it.
Just because we're senior mentors doesn't mean we have all the control in the world.
Thought that was pretty funny. Good job there, Cheeto Fingers. Sarah, tell us a story. Tell us how Sarah is different now because Tinker is different because of your mentorship here.
All right. Let's see. I think it was 2 summers ago that I got here, and I started mentoring right away. Learning, there's different aspects of leadership. There's authority. There is respect for people below you. There is trying to get kids to say, hey, this is fun, let's try this. There's correction. There's all kinds of ways that you have to be a leader and different ways to be a leader, like good cop, bad cop kind of things. That it's nice to learn different ways to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's so valuable. Have you made, any career choices, or are you leaning some way because of your Starbase experience?
I'm definitely looking more into the more engineering idea of things, mm-hmm. after going to Starbase for a while. it's gotten me more interested in building things than I was before.
Very cool. I'm going to ask Rain the same thing, Emily Palmer. You know, what's your experience? How has this changed you, so to speak?
Well, it definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone because I would do, like, just math. And then we start doing engineering and design, and that definitely helped me learn. And then teaching the younger kids how to do it when it's out of their comfort zone is definitely a nice, a fun experience.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, you guys. And thanks for doing it so much. And thanks for coming on the program and sharing your experience with us. I think, you know, being young in today's world is very challenging. It's very difficult. You're faced with a lot of pressures and but that discipline and then making good choices and programs like Starbase help you with that as well. So I'm going to take a break. Stand by, you guys. It's Cheeto Fingers, Tinker and Rain, Noah Pepke, Sarah Birchall, and Emily Palmer. We'll come on back and speak with the director, the person responsible for this all, Kara Bates Tangadol, director of Starbase Montana. Back with more from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Back here again with Kara Bates Tangadol and also Cheeto Fingers, who's 16 years old, Tinker, who's 15 years old, and Emily Palmer Rain, who's 15 years old as well. Very young in my mind, Kara, and very mature, right? Talk about leadership, teaching leadership skills. You can definitely see that they develop, and you get to watch those leadership skills develop in some of your senior members.
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome to see. I used to work as an extension agent through MSU Extension, so I was in charge of the 4-H program in Lewis and Clark County for a few years.
Cool.
And I worked a lot with the leadership kids there, and it was a really fun part of my job to be able to see them develop in this mentorship opportunity and bring that positive youth development here to Starbase. Because you can't get that everywhere. You can't get that in every program. And being able to have this opportunity for them was really important to me. But mostly I'm grateful that they're sharing their time with us. I mean, this is so fun for all of the instructors here, for myself. And it's just really fun to watch them with the kids. The younger kids love to interact with the mentors. I think they get way more out of that than adults telling them what to do all day. I think kids get tired of that.
That's true.
Yeah. So having them be able to kind of step in and say, hey, I've been through this program before. Here, let me help you with that. You might have a question about this. I think I have the answer. Or as Rain was saying earlier, I don't have the answer, but I will figure it out.
We play from experience.
Yes. But, I mean, that's all part of it, is because as a leader, you don't know all the answers all the time. And so all you can control is yourself and what you do next. And they're getting a lot of those opportunities while they're here at Starbase. And we're just, and I'm going to say it again, we're very, very grateful for the time that we have with them.
Yeah, and I don't have time for it, but I think you answered the question. How has this experience changed you? I think you noted that just right there in talking about the mentorship and how valuable that is. So Starbase, right? Camps go on for how long this summer now?
So this camp is for military kids in grades 2-5. It goes for 4 days, so it'll be done on Thursday. Then next week, we have a 2-day camp for high school students with disabilities to explore STEAM careers. Also this week at Fort Harrison right now, they are working with the Helena Indian Alliance, and they're doing 4 days of camp there. Next week, they have their military kids camp. If a military dependent, they can go there.
Starbase Montana. Search for it. Have fun.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.